Watson!
On the 8th of March, 1966, Dubliners lost their most famous landmark. Sean Dyden covered the story for RTE News.
Up went Nelson in old Dublin. Up went Nelson in old Dublin. All along O'Connell Street, the stones and rubble flew, as up went Nelson and the pill.
Yes, a massive explosion had brought the statue of Nelson and the upper part of the pillar crashing into O'Connell Street. A souvenir hunter succeeded in getting away with Nelson's head, which was finally returned after exhibitions and whatnot later in the year. It remained for the army to complete the job by demolishing what remained.
Ready to fire, sir. Fire!
Dublin would never be quite the same again. And Dubliners themselves were quick to voice opinions.
I think it's very sad to see Nelson gone away from there. It's been a landmark there for a long time, hasn't it? Well, not Nelson itself now. I'd like something else. The pillar. I like the pillar there, you know. I'd like to see something else put there now instead.
On top.
I wouldn't like to be gone altogether, you know.
But Nelson still lingers on in the minds of Dubliners. At the end of the year, the buses still run to the pillar, and many a date is still made in the capital with the words, "See you at the pillar."
Must happen, that the faith people have in our omniscience must, again, I insist, especially at night, be occasionally misplaced. But even more likely, it may often, very often be, that we have other things to do, such as broadcasting, for instance. In continuity, it can and does happen that we'll have to say to a caller, "Excuse me now, I have to make an announcement." This has the gratifying effect of dumbfounding some callers. When the announcement is heard, both on the radio and faintly on the still live telephone simultaneously, it at least engenders the conviction that we are at work. I think every broadcaster worthy of the name would agree that in all situations, we must have as our fundamental working basis the fact that we're providing a service to the public. This means that supervisors on duty and announcers must be at all times patient, courteous, cheerful. But none of these obligations can come between us and our duty to attend to the primary service we're providing, the broadcast of Radio Television's programs. That said, I should be very sorry to miss this immediate link with you that the telephone often provides. Even if occasionally I have to tell someone that, no, I'm very sorry, I can't audition him or her in singing over the telephone, I cannot allow that to blot out the fact that a man once rang me from Liverpool to check on the spelling of a word. In the human condition, glory such as this cannot be lightly forgotten.